بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful.
يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا.
O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord, who created you from a single person, and from him he created his mate, and from them both he created many men and women. And fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights, and do not sever the blood relations. Surely Allah is ever an all-watcher over you.
وَآتُوا الْيَتَامَى أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَلَا تَتَبَدَّلُوا الْخَبِيثَ بِالطَّيِّبِ وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَهُمْ إِلَى أَمْوَالِكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حُوبًا كَبِيرًا.
And give unto orphans their property, and do not exchange your bad things for their good ones, and do not absorb their property into your own. Surely this is a great sin.
إن خفتم ألا تقسطوا في اليتامى فانكحوا ما طاب لكم من النساء مثنى وثلاث ورباع فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَلَّا تَعُولُوا.
And if you fear that you shall not be able to deal justly with the orphan girls, then marry women of your choice, two, or three, or four. But if you fear that you shall not be able to deal justly with them, then only one, or the captives that your right hands possess. That is nearer to prevent you from doing injustice.
وَآتُوا النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً فَإِنْ طِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ نَفْسًا فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيئًا مَرِيئًا.
And give to the women whom you marry their bridal gift with a good heart. But if they, of their own good pleasure, remit any part of it to you, take it and enjoy it without fear of any harm.
وَلَا تُؤْتُوا السُّفَهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمُ الَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا وَارْزُقُوهُمْ فِيهَا وَاكْسُوهُمْ وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا.
And give not unto the foolish your property which Allah has made a means of support for you, but feed and clothe them therewith, and speak to them words of kindness and justice.
وابتلوا اليتامى حتى إذا بلغوا النكاح فإن آنستم منهم رشدا فادفعوا إليهم أموالهم ولا تأكلوها إسرافا وبدارا أن يكبروا ومن كان غنيا فليستعفف ومن كان فقيرا فليأكل بالمعروف فَإِذَا دَفَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فَأَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا.
And test the orphans in their intellect until they reach the age of marriage. Then, if you find sound judgment in them, release their property to them. But consume it not wastefully and hastily, fearing that they should grow up. And whoever is rich, he should take no wages. But if he is poor, let him have for himself what is just and reasonable. And when you release their property to them, take witness in their presence. And Allah is all sufficient in taking account.
للرجال نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون وللنساء نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون مما قل منه أو كثر نصيبا مفروضا.
There is a share for men and a share for women from what is left by parents and those nearest related, whether the property be small or large, a legal share.
وَإِذَا حَضَرَ الْقِسْمَةَ أُولُو الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينُ فَارْزُقُوهُمْ مِنْهُ وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا.
And when the relatives and the orphans and the poor are present at the time of division, give them out of the property, and speak to them words of kindness and justice.
وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَوْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ضِعَافًا خَافُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْيَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا.
And let those guardians have the same fear in their minds as they would have for their own if they had left weak offspring behind. So let them fear Allah and speak right words.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا وَسَيَصْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا.
Verily, those who unjustly consume the property of orphans, they consume only a fire into their bellies, and they will be burnt in the blazing fire.
يُوصِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ لِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ فَإِنْ كُنَّ نِسَاءً فوق اثنتين فلهن ثلثا ما ترك وإن كانت واحدة فلها النصف ولأبويه لكل واحد منهما السدس مما ترك إن كان له ولد فإن لم يكن له ولد وورثه أبواه فلأمه الثلث فإن كان له إخوة فلأمه السدس من بعد وصية يوصي بها أو دين آباؤكم وأبناؤكم لا تدرون أيهم أقرب لكم نفعا فريضة من الله إن الله كان عليما حكيما.
Allah commands you as regards your children's inheritance. To the male, a portion equal to that of two females. If there are only daughters, two or more, their share is 2/3 of the inheritance. If only one, her share is half. For parents, a 1/6 share of inheritance to each, if the deceased left children. If no children, and the parents are the only heirs, the mother has a 1/3. If the deceased left siblings, the mother has a 1/6. The distribution in all cases is after the payment of legacies he may have bequeathed or debts. You know not which of them, whether your parents or your children, are nearest to you in benefit. These things are ordained by Allah, and Allah is ever all-knower, all-wise.
وَلَكُمْ نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكَ أَزْوَاجُكُمْ إِن لَّمْ يَكُن لَّهُنَّ وَلَدٌ فَإِن كَانَ لَهُنَّ وَلَدٌ فَلَكُمُ الرُّبُعُ مِمَّا تَرَكْنَ مِن بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ يُوصِينَ بِهَا أَوْ دَيْنٍ وَلَهُنَّ الرُّبُعُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ إِن لَّمْ يَكُن لَّكُمْ وَلَدٌ فَإِن كَانَ لَكُمْ وَلَدٌ فَلَهُنَّ الثُّمُنُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُم مِّن بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ تُوصُونَ بِهَا أَوْ دَيْنٍ وَإِن كَانَ رَجُلٌ يُورَثُ كَلَالَةً أَوْ امْرَأَةٌ وَلَهُ أَخٌ أَوْ أُخْتٌ فَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا السُّدُسُ فَإِن كَانُوا أَكْثَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ فَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ فِي الثُّلُثِ مِنْ بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ يُوصَى بِهَا أَوْ دَيْنٍ غَيْرَ مُضَارٍّ وَصِيَّةً مِنَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَلِيمٌ.
In that which your wives leave, your share is a half if they have no child. But if they leave a child, you get a fourth of that which they leave after payments of legacies that they may have bequeathed or debts. In that which you leave, your wife's share is a fourth if you leave no child. But if you leave a child, they get an eighth of that which you leave after payments of legacies that you may have bequeathed or debts. If the man or woman whose inheritance is in question has left neither ascendants nor descendants, but has left a brother or a sister, each one of the two gets a sixth. But if more than two, they share in a third, after payment of legacies that were bequeathed or debts, so that no loss is caused. This is a commandment from Allah, and Allah is ever all-knowing, most forbearing.
تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ.
These are the limits of Allah, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger will be admitted to gardens under which rivers flow to abide therein. And that will be the great success.
وَمَن يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ.
And whosoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger and transgresses the limits, He will cast him into the fire to abide therein. And he shall have a disgraceful punishment.
واللاتي يأتين الفاحشة من نسائكم فاستشهدوا عليهن أربعة منكم فإن شهدوا فأمسكوهن في البيوت حتى يتوفاهن الموت أو يجعل الله لهن سبيلا.
And those of your women who commit illegal sexual intercourse, take the evidence of four witnesses from amongst you against them. And if they testify, confine them to houses until death comes to them, or Allah ordains for them some other way.
وَالَّذَانِ يَأْتِيَانِهَا مِنْكُمْ فَآذُوهُمَا فَإِنْ تَابَا وَأَصْلَحَا فَأَعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا.
And the two persons, man and woman, among you who commit illegal sexual intercourse, punish them both. And if they repent and do righteous good deeds, leave them alone. Surely Allah is ever the one who accepts repentance, most merciful.
إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما.
Allah accepts only the repentance of those who do evil in ignorance and foolishness and repent soon afterwards. It is they to whom Allah will forgive, and Allah is ever all-knower, all-wise.
وليست التوبة للذين يعملون السيئات حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن ولا الذين يموتون وهم كفار أولئك أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما.
And of no effect is the repentance of those who continue to do evil deeds until death faces one of them, and he says, "Now I repent." Nor of those who die while they are disbelievers. For them we have prepared a painful punishment.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la yahillu lakum an tarithu an-nisaa karha. ولا تعضلوهن لتذهبوا ببعض ما آتيتموهن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وعاشروهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا.
O you who believe, you are forbidden to inherit women against their will, and you should not treat them with harshness, that you may take away part of the bridal gift you have given them, unless they commit open illegal sexual intercourse. And live with them honorably. If you dislike them, it may be that you dislike something through which Allah brings a great deal of good.
وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمُ اسْتِبْدَالَ زَوْجٍ مَكَانَ زَوْجٍ وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا أتأخذونه بهتانا وإثما مبينا.
But if you intend to replace one wife by another, and you have given one of them a great amount as bridal gift, do not take back the least of it. Would you take it wrongfully, without right, and with a manifest sin?
وكيف تأخذونه وقد أفضى بعضكم إلى بعض وأخذن منكم ميثاقا غليظا.
And how could you take it back while you have gone in unto each other, and they have taken from you a firm and strong covenant?
ولا تنكحوا ما نكح آباؤكم من النساء إلا ما قد سلف إنه كان فاحشة ومقتا وساء سبيلا.
And do not marry women whom your fathers married, except what has already passed. Indeed, it was shameful and most hateful and an evil way.
حرمت عليكم أمهاتكم وبناتكم وأخواتكم وعماتكم وخالاتكم وبنات الأخ وبنات الأخت وبنات الأخ وبنات الأخت وأمهاتكم اللاتي أرضعنكم وأخواتكم من الرضاعة وأمهات نسائكم وأمهات نسائكم وربائبكم حبايبكم اللاتي في حجوركم من نسائكم وربائبكم اللاتي في حجوركم من نسائكم اللاتي دخلتم بهن فإن لم تكونوا دخلتم بهن فلا جناح عليكم وحلائل أبنائكم الذين من أصلابكم وأن تجمعوا بين الأختين إلا ما قد سلف إن الله كان غفورا رحيما.
Forbidden to you for marriage are your mothers, your daughters, your sisters, your father's sisters, your mother's sisters, your brother's daughters, your sister's daughters, your foster mother who nursed you, your foster sisters through nursing, your wives' mothers, your stepdaughters under your guardianship, born of your wives with whom you have had intercourse, though there is no sin on you if you have not had intercourse with them, the wives of your sons from your own loins, and two sisters in wedlock at the same time, except for what has already passed. Verily, Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
والمحصنات من النساء إلا ما ملكت أيمانكم كتاب الله عليكم وأحل لكم ما وراء ذلكم أن تبتغوا بأموالكم محصنين غير مسافحين فما استمتعتم به منهن فآتوهن أجورهن فريضة ولا جناح عليكم فيما تراضيتم به من بعد الفريضة إن الله كان عليما حكيما.
Also forbidden are women already married, except those whom your right hands possess. Thus has Allah ordained for you. All others are lawful, provided you seek them in marriage, with a bridal gift from your property, desiring chastity, not committing illegal sexual intercourse. So to those with whom you have enjoyed sexual relations, give them their marriage gift as prescribed. But if after a gift is prescribed, you mutually agree to give more, there is no sin on you. Surely Allah is ever all-knowing, all-wise.
وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ مِنْكُمْ طَوْلًا أَنْ يَنْكِحَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ فَمِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ مِنْ فَتَيَاتِكُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِإِيمَانِكُمْ بَعْضُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ فانكحوهن بإذن أهلهن وآتوهن أجورهن بالمعروف محصنات غير مسافحات ولا متخذات أخدان فإذا أحصن فإن أتين بفاحشة فعليهن نصف ما على المحصنات من العذاب ذلك لمن خشي العنت منكم وأن تصبروا خير لكم وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
And whoever of you have not the means wherewith to wed free, believing women, they may wed believing girls from among those whom your right hands possess. And Allah has full knowledge about your faith. You are one from another. Wed them with the permission of their guardians, and give them their marriage gift according to what is reasonable. They should be chaste, not adulterous, nor taking boyfriends. And after they have been taken in wedlock, if they commit illegal sexual intercourse, their punishment is half that for free women. This is for him among you who is afraid of being harmed in his religion or in his body. But it is better for you that you practice self-restraint, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
يريد الله ليبين لكم ويهديكم سنن الذين من قبلكم ويتوب عليكم والله عليم حكيم.
Allah wishes to make clear what is lawful and what is unlawful to you, and to show you the ways of those before you, and accept your repentance. And Allah is all-knower, all-wise.
والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما.
Allah wishes to accept your repentance, but those who follow their lusts wish that you should deviate tremendously from the right path.
يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا.
Allah wishes to lighten the burden for you, and man was created weak.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما.
O you who believe, do not consume your property among yourselves unjustly, except it be a trade amongst you by mutual consent. And do not kill yourselves. Surely Allah is most merciful to you.
وَمَن يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ عُدْوَانًا وَظُلْمًا فَسَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِ نَارًا وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا.
And whoever commits that through aggression and injustice, we shall cast him into the fire, and that is easy for Allah.
إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا.
If you avoid the great sins which you are forbidden to do, we shall remit from you your small sins and admit you to a noble entrance.
وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ لِلرِّجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَ وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا.
And wish not for the things in which Allah has made some of you to excel others. For men there is reward for what they have earned, and for women there is reward for what they have earned. And ask Allah of His bounty. Surely Allah is ever all-knower of everything.
جَعَلْنَا مَوَالِيَ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ وَالَّذِينَ عَقَدَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ فَآتُوهُمْ نَصِيبَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدًا.
And to everyone we have appointed heirs of that left by parents and relatives. To those also with whom you have made a pledge, give them their due portion. Truly, Allah is ever a witness over all things.
الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن فعظوهن واهجروهن في المضاجع واضربوهن فإن أطعنكم فلا تبغوا عليهن سبيلا إن الله كان عليا كبيرا.
Men are the protectors and maintainers of women because Allah has made one of them to excel the other and because they spend to support them from their means. Therefore, the righteous women are devoutly obedient to Allah and to their husbands and guard in the husband's absence what Allah orders them to guard. As to those women on whose part you see ill conduct, admonish them first, then refuse to share their beds, and finally beat them lightly if it is useful. But if they return to obedience, do not seek any means against them. Surely Allah is ever most high, most great.
وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا إِنْ يُرِيدَا إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا خَبِيرًا.
If you fear a breach between the two, appoint arbitrators, one from his family and the other from hers. If they both wish for peace, Allah will cause their reconciliation. Indeed, Allah is ever all-knower, well acquainted with all things.
وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا.
Worship Allah and join none with him in worship and do good to parents, relatives, orphans, the poor, the neighbor who is near of kin, the neighbor who is a stranger, the companion by your side, the wayfarer, and those whom your right hands possess. Verily, Allah does not like those who are proud and boastful.
الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ وَيَكْتُمُونَ مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا.
Those who are miserly and enjoin miserliness on others and hide what Allah has bestowed upon them of His bounties, and we have prepared for the disbelievers a disgraceful punishment.
وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا فَسَاءَ قَرِينًا.
And those who spend of their wealth to be seen of people, and believe not in Allah and the Last Day. And whoever takes Satan as an intimate, then what a dreadful intimate he has.
وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ لَوْ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِهِمْ عَلِيمًا.
And what loss have they had they believed in Allah and the Last Day and spent out of what Allah had given them? And Allah is ever all-knower of them.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِ مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
Surely Allah wrongs not even the weight of an atom, but if there is any good, He doubles it and gives from Him a great reward.
فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا.
How then, when we bring from each nation a witness, and we bring you, Muhammad, as a witness against these people.
يومئذ يود الذين كفروا وعصوا الرسول لو تسوى بهم الأرض ولا يكتمون الله حديثا.
On that day, those who disbelieved and disobeyed the messenger will wish that they were buried in the earth, but they will never be able to hide a single fact from Allah.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى حتى تعلموا ما تقولون ولا جنبا إلا عابري سبيل حتى تغتسلوا وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم إن الله كان عفوا غفورا.
O you who believe, approach not the prayer when you are intoxicated until you know the meaning of what you utter, nor when you are in a state of sexual impurity, except when traveling on the road, till you bathe completely. And if you are ill, or on a journey, or one of you comes after answering the call of nature, or you have been in intimate contact with women, and you find no water, perform the dry ablution, with clean earth, with which you rub your faces and hands. Truly, Allah is ever oft pardoning, oft forgiving.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ يَشْتَرُونَ الضَّلَالَةَ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن تَضِلُّوا السَّبِيلَ.
Have you not seen those who were given a portion of the book purchasing the wrong path and wish that you should go astray from the right path?
وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِأَعْدَائِكُمْ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا.
Allah has full knowledge of your enemies, and Allah is sufficient as a protector, and Allah is sufficient as a helper.
من الذين هادوا يحرفون الكلم عن مواضعه ويقولون سمعنا وعصينا واسمع غير مسمع وراعنا ليا بألسنتهم وطعنا في الدين ولو أنهم قالوا سمعنا وأطعنا واسمع وانظرنا لكان خيرا لهم وأقوم ولكن لعنهم الله بكفرهم فلا يؤمنون إلا قليلا.
Among the Jews, there are some who displace words from their right places and say, "We hear your word and disobey," and "hear," and "let you hear nothing," and "ra'ina," with a twist of their tongues, and as a mockery of the religion. And if only they had said, "We hear and obey," and "do make us understand," it would have been better for them, and more proper. But Allah has cursed them for their disbelief, so they do not believe, except a few.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ آمِنُوا بِمَا نَزَّلْنَا مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ نَطْمِسَ وُجُوهًا فَنَرُدَّهَا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهَا أو نلعنهم كما لعنا أصحاب السبت وكان أمر الله مفعولا.
O you who have been given the scripture, believe in what we have revealed, confirming what is with you, before we efface faces and turn them hindwards, or curse them as we cursed the Sabbath breakers. And the commandment of Allah is always executed.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدِ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا.
Verily, Allah does not forgive that partners should be set up with Him in worship, but He forgives other than that to whom He pleases, and whoever sets up partners with Allah in worship, He has indeed invented a tremendous sin.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يُزَكُّونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَن يَشَاءُ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا.
Have you not seen those who claim sanctity for themselves? Nay, but Allah sanctifies whom He pleases, and they will not be dealt with injustice even equal to the extent of a thread in a date stone.
انظر كيف يفترون على الله الكذب وكفى به إثما مبينا.
Look how they invent a lie against Allah. And enough is that as a manifest sin.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجِبْتِ وَالطَّاغُوتِ وَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا هَؤُلَاءِ أَهْدَى مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَبِيلًا.
Have you not seen those who were given a portion of the scripture? They believe in superstitions and all kinds of false gods, and say to the disbelievers that they are better guided to the way than the believers.
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَمَن يَلْعَنِ اللَّهُ فَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُ نَصِيرًا.
They are those whom Allah has cursed, and he whom Allah curses, you will not find for him any helper.
أَمْ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُلْكِ فَإِذَا لَا يُؤْتُونَ النَّاسَ نَقِيرًا.
Or have they a share in the dominion? Then in that case they would not give mankind even a speck on the back of a date stone.
أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ فَقَدْ آتَيْنَا آلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا.
Or do they envy people for what Allah has given them of His bounty? Then we had already given the family of Abraham the book and the wisdom, and conferred upon them a great kingdom.
فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ صَدَّ عَنْهِ وَكَفَى بِجَهَنَّمَ سَعِيرًا.
Of them were some who believed in Him, and of them were some who averted their faces from Him, and enough is hell for burning.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِمْ نَارًا كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا.
Surely those who disbelieved in our signs, we shall burn in fire. As often as their skins are roasted through, we shall change them for other skins, that they may taste the punishment. Truly, Allah is ever most powerful, all wise.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَنُدَخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا لَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ وَنُدَخِلُهُمْ ظِلًّا ظَلِيلًا.
But those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, we shall admit to gardens under which rivers flow, abiding therein forever. Therein they shall have purified mates, and we shall admit them to shades wide and ever deepening.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُم بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِظُكُم بِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا.
Verily, Allah commands that you should return the trusts to whom they are due, and that when you judge between people, you judge with justice. Verily, how excellent is the teaching which He gives you. Truly, Allah is ever all-hearer, all-seer.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا.
O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger, and those of you who are in authority. And if you differ in anything amongst yourselves, refer it to Allah and His Messenger, if you believe in Allah and in the Last Day. That is better and more suitable for final determination.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ يُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يَتَحَاكَمُوا إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ وقد أمروا أن يكفروا به ويريد الشيطان أن يضلهم ضلالا بعيدا.
Have you seen those who claim that they believe in that which has been sent down to you, and that which was sent down before you, and they wish to go for judgment to the false deities and judges, while they have been ordered to reject them? But Satan wishes to lead them far astray.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ رَأَيْتَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَنْكَ صُدُودًا.
And when it is said to them, come to what Allah has sent down, and to the Messenger, you see the hypocrites turn away from you with aversion.
فَكَيْفَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ جَاءُوكَ يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا إِحْسَانًا وَتَوْفِيقًا.
How then, when a catastrophe befalls them, because of what their hands have sent forth, they come to you swearing by Allah, we meant no more than goodwill and conciliation.
أولئك الذين يعلم الله ما في قلوبهم فأعرض عنهم وعظهم وقل لهم في أنفسهم قولا بليغا.
They are those of whom Allah knows what is in their hearts. So turn aside from them, but admonish them, and speak to them an effective word to reach their inner selves.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا.
We sent no messenger but to be obeyed by Allah's leave. If they, when they had been unjust to themselves, had come to you and begged Allah's forgiveness, and the messenger had begged forgiveness for them, indeed they would have found Allah all-forgiving, most merciful.
فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِّمَّا قَضَيْتَ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِّمَّا
But no, by your Lord, they can have no faith until they make you, Muhammad, judge in all disputes between them, and find in themselves no resistance against your decisions, and accept them with full submission.
وَلَوْ أَنَّا كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَنِ اقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ أَوِ اخْرُجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُوعَظُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا.
And if we had ordered them, saying, "The innocent among you must kill the guilty ones, or leave your homes," very few of them would have done it. But if they had done what they were told, it would have been better for them, and would have strengthened their faith.
وَإِذَا لَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ لَدُنَّا أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
And indeed, we should then have bestowed upon them a great reward from ourselves.
وَلَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا.
And indeed, we should have guided them to a straight way.
وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَئِكَ رَفِيقًا.
And whoso obeys Allah and the Messenger, then they will be in the company of those on whom Allah has bestowed His grace, of the prophets, their foremost supporters, the martyrs, and the righteous. And how excellent these companions are!
ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا.
Such is the bounty from Allah, and Allah is sufficient as all-knower.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا خذوا حذركم فانفروا ثبات أو انفروا جميعا.
O you who believe, take your precautions and either go forth in parties or go forth altogether.
وَإِنَّ مِنْكُمْ لَمَن لَّيُبَطِّئَنَّ فَإِنْ أَصَابَتْكُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالَ قَدْ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ إِذْ لَمْ أَكُن مَّعَهُمْ شَهِيدًا.
There is certainly among you he who would linger behind. If a misfortune befalls you, he says, indeed Allah has favored me in that I was not present among them.
وَلَئِنْ أَصَابَكُمْ فَضْلٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لَيَقُولَنَّكَ أَنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُ مَوَدَّةٌ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ مَعَهُمْ فَأَفُوزَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا.
But if a bounty comes to you from Allah, he would surely say, as if there had never been ties of affection between you and him, oh, I wish I had been with them, then I would have achieved a great success.
فَلْيُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يَشْرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ وَمَنْ يُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيُقْتَلْ أَوْ يَغْلِبْ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
Let those who sell the life of this world for the hereafter fight in the cause of Allah. And whoso fights in the cause of Allah and is killed or gets victory, we shall bestow on him a great reward.
وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا.
And what is wrong with you that you do not fight in the cause of Allah? And for those weak, ill-treated, and oppressed among men, women, and children whose cry is, Our Lord, rescue us from this town whose people are oppressors, and raise for us from you one who will protect, and raise for us from you one who will help.
الذين آمنوا يقاتلون في سبيل الله والذين كفروا يقاتلون في سبيل الطاغوت فقاتلوا أولياء الشيطان إن كيد الشيطان كان ضعيفا.
Those who believe fight in the cause of Allah, and those who disbelieve fight in the cause of false deities. So fight against the friends of Satan. Ever feeble is the plot of Satan.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ قِيلَ لَهُمْ كُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالُ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسَ كَخَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَشَدَّ خَشْيَةً وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا لِمَ كَتَبْتَ عَلَيْنَا الْقِتَالَ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنَا إِلَى أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا.
Have you not seen those who were told to hold back their hands from fighting and perform the prescribed prayer and give the prescribed charity? But when the fighting was ordained for them, behold, a section of them fear men as they fear Allah, or even more so. They say, Our Lord, why have you ordained for us fighting? Would that you had granted us respite for a short period. Say, Short is the enjoyment of this world. The hereafter is far better for him who fears Allah. And you shall not be dealt with unjustly, even as much as the thread in a date stone.
أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة وإن تصبهم حسنة يقولوا هذه من عند الله وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَقُولُوا هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ قُلْ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لِهَا أُولَاءِ الْقَوْمِ لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ حَدِيثًا.
Wheresoever you may be, death will overtake you, even if you are in fortresses built up strong and high. And if some good reaches them, they say, "This is from Allah." But if some evil befalls them, they say, "This is from you, O Muhammad." Say, "All things are from Allah. So what is wrong with these people that they fail to understand any word?"
مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا.
Whatever of good reaches you is from Allah, but whatever of evil befalls you is from yourself. And we have sent you, O Muhammad, as a messenger to mankind, and Allah is sufficient as a witness.
مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ وَمَنْ تَوَلَّى فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا.
He who obeys the messenger has indeed obeyed Allah. But he who turns away, then we have not sent you, O Muhammad, as a watcher over them.
وَيَقُولُونَ طَاعَةٌ فَإِذَا بَرَزُوا مِنْ عِنْدِكَ بَيَّتَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ غَيْرَ الَّذِي تَقُولُ وَاللَّهُ يَكْتُبُ مَا يُبَيِّتُونَ فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا.
They say, "We are obedient," but when they leave you, a section of them spend all night in planning other than what you say. But Allah records their nightly plots, so turn aside from them and put your trust in Allah, and Allah is ever all-sufficient as a disposer of affairs.
أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا.
Do they not then consider the Qur'an carefully? Had it been from other than Allah, they would surely have found therein many contradictions.
وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِّنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوِ الْخَوْفِ أَذَاعُوا بِهِ وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَاتَّبَعْتُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا.
When there comes to them a matter involving safety or fear, they make it public. If only they had referred it to the messenger or to those charged with authority among them, the proper investigators would have understood it from them. Had it not been for the grace and mercy of Allah upon you, you would have followed Satan, except a few of you.
فَقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا تُكَلَّفُ إِلَّا نَفْسَكَ وَحَرِّضِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَكُفَّ بَأْسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَاللَّهُ أَشَدُّ بَأْسًا وَأَشَدُّ تَنْكِيلًا.
Then fight, O Muhammad, in the cause of Allah. You are not held responsible except for yourself. And encourage the believers to fight along with you. It may be that Allah will restrain the evil might of the disbelievers. And Allah is stronger in might and stronger in punishing.
مَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً حَسَنَةً يَكُنْ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ مِّنْهَا وَمَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً سَيِّئَةً يَكُنْ لَهُ كِفْلٌ مِّنْهَا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقِيتًا.
Whoever intercedes for a good cause will have the reward thereof, and whoever intercedes for an evil cause will have a share in its burden. And Allah is ever able to do everything.
وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا.
When you are greeted with a greeting, then greet in return with what is better than it, or at least return it equally. Certainly, Allah is ever a careful account taker of all things.
الله لا إله إلا هو ليجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه ومن أصدق من الله حديثا.
Allah, none has the right to be worshipped but He. Surely He will gather you together on the day of resurrection about which there is no doubt. And who is truer in statement than Allah?
فَمَا لَكُمْ فِي الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِئَتَيْنِ وَاللَّهُ أَرْكَسَهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا أَتُرِيدُونَ أَن تَهْدُوا مَنْ أَضَلَّ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا.
Then what is the matter with you that you are divided into two parties about the hypocrites? Allah has cast them back to disbelief because of what they have earned. Do you wish to guide him whom Allah has made to go astray? And he whom Allah has made to go astray, you will never find for him any way.
وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَاءً فَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ حَتَّى يُهَاجِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَخُذُوهُمْ وَقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا.
They wish that you reject faith, as they have rejected it, and thus that you all become equal. So do not take protecting friends from among them till they emigrate in the way of Allah. But if they turn back, take them and kill them wherever you find them. And take neither protecting friends nor helpers from them.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ أَوْ جَاءُوكُمْ حَصِرَتْ صُدُورُهُمْ أَنْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ أَوْ يُقَاتِلُوا قَوْمَهُمْ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَسَلَّطَهُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ فَلَقَاتَلُوكُمْ فَإِنِ اعْتَزَلُوكُمْ فَلَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَمَ فَمَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ سَبِيلًا.
Except those who join a group between you and whom there is a treaty, or those who approach you with their breasts restraining from fighting you, as well as fighting their own people. Had Allah willed, indeed He would have given them power over you, and they would have fought you. So if they withdraw from you, and do not fight against you, and offer you peace, then Allah has opened no way for you against them.
ستجدون آخرين يريدون أن يأمنوكم ويأمنوا قومهم كلما ردوا إلى الفتنة أركسوا فيها فإن لم يعتزلوكم ويلقوا إليكم السلم ويكفوا أيديهم فخذوهم وقتلوهم حيث ثقفتموهم وأولئكم جعلنا لكم عليهم سلطانا مبينا.
You will find others that wish to have security from you and security from their people. Every time they are sent back to temptation, they yield thereto. If they withdraw not from you, nor offer you peace, nor restrain their hands, take them and kill them wherever you find them. In their case, we have provided you with a clear warrant against them.
وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ أَن يَقْتُلَ مُؤْمِنًا إِلَّا خَطَأً وَمَنْ قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا خَطَأً فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ وَدِيَةٌ مُسَلَّمَةٌ إِلَى أَهْلِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَصَّدَّقُوا فَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمٍ عَدُوٍ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ وَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ فَدِيَةٌ مُسَلَّمَةٌ إِلَى أَهْلِهِ وَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ تَوْبَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا
It is not for a believer to kill a believer except by mistake. And whosoever kills a believer by mistake, he must set free a believing slave, and a compensation be given to the family of the deceased, unless they remit it. If the deceased belonged to a people at war with you, and he was a believer, the freeing of a believing slave is prescribed. And if he belonged to a people with whom you have a treaty of mutual alliance, compensation must be paid to his family, and a believing slave must be freed. And whoso finds this beyond his means, he must fast for 2 consecutive months in order to seek repentance from Allah. And Allah is ever all-knowing, all-wise.
وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا
And whoever kills a believer intentionally, his recompense is hell to abide therein, and the wrath and the curse of Allah are upon him, and a great punishment is prepared for him.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha darabtum fi sabilillahi fatabayyanu wa la taqulu liman alqa ilaykumus salama lasta mu'mina ولا تقولوا لمن ألقى إليكم السلام لست مؤمنا تبتغون عرض الحياة الدنيا فعند الله مغانم كثيرة كذلك كنتم من قبل فمن الله عليكم فتبينوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا
O you who believe, when you go in the cause of Allah, verify the truth, and do not say to anyone who greets you with peace, you are not a believer, seeking the perishable goods of the worldly life. There are many more profits and spoils with Allah. Even as He is now, so were you before, till Allah conferred on you His favors. Therefore, be cautious in discrimination. Allah is ever well aware of what you do.
لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم وأنفسهم على القاعدين درجة وكلا وعد الله الحسنى وفضل الله المجاهدين على القاعدين أجرا عظيما
Not equal are those of the believers who sit at home, except those who are disabled, and those who strive hard and fight in the cause of Allah with their wealth and their lives. Allah has preferred in grades those who strive hard and fight with their wealth and their lives above those who sit at home. Unto each Allah has promised good, but Allah has preferred those who strive hard and fight above those who sit at home by a huge reward.
دَرَجَاتٍ مِّنْهُ وَمَغْفِرَةً وَرَحْمَةً وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
Degrees of grades from him, and forgiveness and mercy. And Allah is ever oft forgiving, most merciful.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنتُمْ قَالُوا كُنَّا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً فَتُهَاجِرُوا فِيهَا فَأُولَئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا.
Verily, as for those whom the angels take in death while they are wronging themselves, the angels say to them, "In what condition were you?" They reply, "We were weak and oppressed on earth." The angels say, "Was not the earth of Allah spacious enough for you to emigrate therein?" Such people will find their abode in hell. What an evil destination!
إلا المستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان لا يستطيعون حيلة ولا يهتدون سبيلا.
Except the weak ones among men, women, and children, who cannot devise a plan, nor are they able to direct their way.
فأولئك عسى الله أن يعفو عنهم وكان الله عفوا غفورا.
For these there is hope that Allah will forgive them, and Allah is ever oft pardoning, oft forgiving.
ومن يهاجر في سبيل الله يجد في الأرض مراغما كثيرا وسعة. وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ الْمَوْتُ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
He who emigrates in the cause of Allah will find on earth many dwelling places and plenty to live by. And whosoever leaves his home as an emigrant unto Allah and His Messenger, and death overtakes him, his reward is then surely incumbent upon Allah. And Allah is ever oft forgiving, most merciful.
وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَقْصُرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ إِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَن يَفْتِنَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. إِنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ كَانُوا لَكُمْ عَدُوًّا مُبِينًا.
And when you travel in the land, there is no sin on you if you shorten the prayer, if you fear that the disbelievers may put you in trial. Verily, the disbelievers are ever unto you open enemies.
وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَلْتَقُمْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ مَعَكَ وَلْيَأْخُذُوا أَسْلِحَتَهُمْ فَإِذَا سَجَدُوا فَلْيَكُونُوا مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ وَلْتَأْتِ طَائِفَةٌ أُخْرَى لَمْ يُصَلُّوا فَلْيُصَلُّوا مَعَكَ ولتأت طائفة أخرى لم يصلوا فليصلوا معك وليأخذوا حذرهم وأسلحتهم وَدَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ تَغْفُلُونَ عَنْ أَسْلِحَتِكُمْ وَأَمْتِعَتِكُمْ فَيَمِيلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَيْلَةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنْ كَانَ بِكُمْ أَذًى مِّن مَّطَرٍ أَوْ كُنتُم مَّرْضَىٰ أَن تَضَعُوا أَسْلِحَتَكُمْ وَخُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَدَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُّهِينًا.
When you are among them, O Muhammad, and lead them in prayer, let one party of them stand up in prayer with you, taking their arms with them. When they finish their prostrations, let them take their positions in the rear, and let the other party come up which has not yet prayed, and let them pray with you, taking all the precautions and bearing arms. Those who disbelieve wish, if you are negligent of your arms and your baggage, to attack you in a single rush. But there is no sin on you if you put away your arms because of the inconvenience of rain, or because you are ill. But take every precaution for yourselves. Verily, Allah has prepared a humiliating punishment for the disbelievers.
فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ فَإِذَا اطْمَأْنَنْتُمْ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا.
When you have finished the prayer, remember Allah, standing, sitting down, and lying on your sides. But when you are free from danger, perform the prescribed prayer. Verily, the prayer is enjoined on the believers at fixed hours.
وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي ابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا.
And do not be weak in the pursuit of the enemy. If you are suffering, then surely they are suffering as you are. But you have a hope from Allah for that which they hope not. And Allah is ever all-knowing, all-wise.
Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitaba bil-haqqi litahkuma bayna an-nasi bima araka Allah. وَلَا تَكُنْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ خَصِيمًا.
Surely we have sent down to you, O Muhammad, the book in truth, that you might judge between people by that which Allah has shown you. So be not a pleader for the treacherous.
وَاسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
And seek the forgiveness of Allah. Certainly, Allah is ever oft-forgiving, most merciful.
وَلَا تُجَادِلْ عَنِ الَّذِينَ يَخْتَانُونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ خَوَّانًا أَثِيمًا.
And argue not on behalf of those who deceive themselves. Verily, Allah does not like anyone who is a betrayer of his trust and indulges in crime.
يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ إِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ مَا لَا يَرْضَى مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطًا.
They may hide their crimes from people, but they cannot hide them from Allah. For He is with them when they plot by night in words that He does not approve, and Allah ever encompasses what they do.
هَا أَنْتُمْ هَا أُولَاءِ جَادَلْتُمْ عَنْهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فَمَنْ يُجَادِلُ اللَّهَ عَنْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ يُجَادِلُ اللَّهَ عَنْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكِيلًا.
Lo, you are those who have argued for them in the life of this world. But who will argue for them on the day of resurrection against Allah, or who will then be their defender?
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
And whoever does evil or wrongs himself, but afterwards seeks Allah's forgiveness, he will find Allah oft forgiving, most merciful.
وَمَنْ يَكْسِبْ إِثْمًا فَإِنَّمَا يَكْسِبُهُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا.
And whoever earns sin, he earns it only against himself. And Allah is ever all-knowing, all-wise.
وَمَنْ يَكْسِبْ خَطِيئَةً أَوْ إِثْمًا ثُمَّ يَرْمِ بِهِ بَرِيئًا فَقَدْ احْتَمَلَ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا.
And whoever earns a fault or a sin, and then throws it onto someone innocent, he has indeed burdened himself with falsehood and a manifest sin.
ولولا فضل الله عليك ورحمته لهمت طائفة منهم أن يضلوك وما يضلون إلا أنفسهم وَمَا يُضِلُّونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَضُرُّونَكَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمُ وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا.
Had not the grace of Allah and His mercy been upon you, O Muhammad, a party of them would certainly have made a decision to mislead you, but they mislead none except their own selves, and no harm can they do to you in the least. Allah has sent down to you the book and the wisdom, and taught you that which you knew not, and ever great is the grace of Allah unto you.
لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
There is no good in most of their secret talks, save in him who orders charity in Allah's cause, or good deeds, or conciliation between mankind, and he who does this, seeking the good pleasure of Allah, we shall give him a great reward.
وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمُ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا.
And whoever contradicts and opposes the Messenger Muhammad after the right path has been shown clearly to him and follows other than the believer's way, we shall keep him in the path he has chosen and burn him in hell. What an evil destination!
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا.
Verily, Allah does not forgive setting up partners in worship with Him, but He forgives whom He pleases sins other than that, and whoever sets up partners in worship with Allah has indeed strayed far away.
إن يدعون من دونه إلا إناثا وإن يدعون إلا شيطانا مريدا.
They invoke nothing but female deities besides him, and they invoke nothing but Satan, a persistent rebel.
لعنه الله وقال لأتخذن من عبادك نصيبا مفروضا.
Allah cursed him, and he said, I will take an appointed portion of your servants.
ولأضلنهم ولأمنينهم ولآمرنهم فليبتكن آذان الأنعام ولآمرنهم فليغيرن خلق الله وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيًّا مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُّبِينًا.
Verily, I will mislead them, and surely I will arouse in them false desires, and certainly I will order them to slit the ears of cattle, and indeed I will order them to change the nature created by Allah. And whoever takes Satan as a protector or helper instead of Allah has surely suffered a manifest loss.
يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا.
He makes promises to them and arouses in them false desires, and Satan's promises are nothing but deceptions.
أولئك مأواهم جهنم ولا يجدون عنها محيصا.
The dwelling of such people is hell, and they will find no way of escape from it.
والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا وعد الله حقا ومن أصدق من الله قيلا.
But those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, we shall admit them to the gardens under which rivers flow, to dwell therein forever. Allah's promise is the truth, and whose words can be truer than those of Allah?
ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب. من يعمل سوء يجز به ولا يجد له من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا.
It will not be in accordance with your desires nor those of the people of the scripture. Whosoever works evil will have the recompense thereof, and he will not find any protector or helper besides Allah.
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا.
And whoever does righteous good deeds, male or female, and is a true believer in the oneness of Allah, such will enter paradise, and not the least injustice, even the size of a speck on a date pit, will be done to them.
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِّمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا.
And who can be better in religion than one who submits his face to Allah, and he is a doer of good, and follows the religion of Abraham, the upright. And Allah did take Abraham as an intimate friend.
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطًا.
And to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. And Allah is ever encompassing all things.
ويستفتونك في النساء قل الله يفتيكم فيهن قل الله يفتيكم فيهن وما يتلى عليكم في الكتاب في يتامى النساء اللاتي لا تؤتونهن ما كتب لهن وترغبون أن تنكحوهن والمستضعفين من الولدان وأن تقوموا لليتامى بالقسط وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِهِ عَلِيمًا
They ask your legal instruction concerning women. Say, Allah instructs you about them and about what is recited to you in the book concerning the orphan girls to whom you do not give the prescribed portions for marriage and inheritance and yet whom you desire to marry, and the children who are weak and oppressed and that you stand firm for justice to orphans. And whatever good you do, Allah is ever all aware of it.
وَإِنْ امْرَأَةٌ خَافَتْ مِنْ بَعْلِهَا نُشُوزًا أَوْ إِعْرَاضًا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَنْ يُصْلِحَا بَيْنَهُمَا صُلْحًا وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ وأحضرت الأنفس الشح وإن تحسنوا وتتقوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا
And if a woman fears cruelty or desertion on her husband's part, there is no sin on them both if they make terms of peace between themselves. And making peace is better. And human inner selves are swayed by greed. But if you do good and keep away from evil, verily Allah is ever well acquainted with what you do.
وَلَن تَسْتَطِيعُوا أَن تَعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ النِّسَاءِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتُمْ فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ فَتَذَرُوهَا كَالْمُعَلَّقَةِ وَإِن تُصْلِحُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا
You will never be able to do perfect justice between wives, even if it is your ardent desire. So do not incline too much to one of them, so as to leave the other hanging. And if you do justice, and do all that is right, and fear Allah by keeping away from all that is wrong, then Allah is ever oft forgiving, most merciful.
وَإِنْ يَتَفَرَّقَا يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ وَاسِعًا حَكِيمًا
But if they separate, Allah will provide abundance for every one of them from His bounty. And Allah is ever all-sufficient for His creature's need, all-wise.
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَإِنْ تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَنِيًّا حَمِيدًا
And to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. And verily we have recommended to the people of the scripture before you and to you that you fear Allah and keep your duty to Him. But if you disbelieve, then unto Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. And Allah is ever free of all wants, worthy of all praise.
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا
And to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. And Allah is ever all-sufficient as a disposer of affairs.
إِنْ يَشَأْ يُذْهِبَكُمْ أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ وَيَأْتِ بِآخَرِينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ قَدِيرًا
If he wills, he can take you away, O people, and bring others. And Allah is ever all-potent over that.
مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا فَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ ثَوَابُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا
Whoever desires a reward in this life of the world, then only with Allah is the reward of this worldly life and of the hereafter. And Allah is ever all-hearer, all-seer.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا وإن تلووا أو تعرضوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا
O you who believe, stand out firmly for justice as witnesses to Allah, even though it be against yourselves, or your parents, or your relatives, be he rich or poor. Allah is a better protector to both. So follow not the lusts of your hearts, lest you may avoid justice. And if you distort your witness or refuse to give it, verily Allah is ever well acquainted with what you do.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا
O you who believe, believe in Allah and His Messenger, and the book which He has sent down to His Messenger, and the scripture which He sent down to those before. And whosoever disbelieves in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers and the last day, then indeed he has strayed far away.
إن الذين آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم ازدادوا كفرا لم يكن الله ليغفر لهم ولا ليهديهم سبيلا
Verily, those who believe, then disbelieve, then believe again, and again disbelieve, and go on increasing in disbelief, Allah will not forgive them, nor guide them on the way.
بَشِّرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا
Give to the hypocrites the tidings that there is for them a painful punishment.
الذين يتخذون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أيبتغون عندهم العزة فإن العزة لله جميعا
Those who take disbelievers for protectors and helpers instead of believers Do they seek honor, power, and glory with them? Verily, then to Allah belongs all honor, power, and glory.
وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ فلا تقعدوا معهم حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيره إنكم إذا مثلهم إن الله جامع المنافقين والكافرين في جهنم جميعا.
And it has already been revealed to you in the book that when you hear the verses of Allah being denied and mocked at, then sit not with them until they engage in a talk other than that. But if you stayed with them, certainly in that case you would be like them. Surely Allah will collect the hypocrites and disbelievers all together in hell.
الذين يتربصون بكم فإن كان لكم فتح من الله قالوا ألم نكن معكم وإن كان للكافرين نصيب قالوا وَإِن كَانَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نَصِيبٌ قَالُوا أَلَمْ نَسْتَحْوِذْ عَلَيْكُمْ وَنَمْنَعْكُمْ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا.
Those who wait and watch about you, if you gain a victory from Allah, they say, "We were not with you." But if the disbelievers gain a success, they say, "Did we not gain mastery over you, and did we not protect you from the believers?" Allah will judge between you on the day of resurrection. And never will Allah grant to the disbelievers a way over the believers.
إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا.
Verily the hypocrites seek to deceive Allah, but it is He who deceives them. And when they stand up for prayer, they stand with laziness and to be seen of people, and they do not remember Allah but little.
مذبذبين بين ذلك لا إله هؤلاء ولا إله هؤلاء ومن يضلل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا.
They are swaying between this and that, belonging neither to these nor to those. And he whom Allah sends astray, you will not find for him a way.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tattakhidhu al kafirina awliya'a min duni al mu'minin. أتريدون أن تجعلوا لله عليكم سلطانا مبينا.
O you who believe, take not for protectors or helpers disbelievers instead of believers. Do you wish to offer Allah a manifest proof against yourselves?
إن المنافقين في الدرك الأسفل من النار ولن تجد لهم نصيرا.
Verily the hypocrites will be in the lowest depths of the fire. No helper will you find for them.
إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا واعتصموا بالله وأخلصوا دينهم لله فأولئك مع المؤمنين وسوف يؤتي الله المؤمنين أجرا عظيما.
Except those who repent, do righteous good deeds, hold fast to Allah, and purify their religion for Allah. Then they will be with the believers. And Allah will grant to the believers a great reward.
ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما.
Why should Allah punish you if you have thanked and believed in Him? And Allah is ever all appreciative, all knowing.
لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم وكان الله سميعا عليما.
Allah does not like that evil should be uttered in public except by him who has been wronged. And Allah is ever all-hearer, all-knower.
إِن تُبْدُوا خَيْرًا أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ أَوْ تَعْفُوا عَنْ سُوءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَفُوًّا قَدِيرًا.
Whether you disclose a good deed, or conceal it, or pardon an evil, verily Allah is ever oft-pardoning, all-powerful.
إن الذين يكفرون بالله ورسله ويريدون أن يفرقوا بين الله ورسله ويقولون نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا.
Verily, those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers, and wish to make distinction between Allah and His messengers, saying, "We believe in some, but reject others," and wish to adopt a way in between,
أولئك هم الكافرون حقا وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا.
They are in truth disbelievers, and we have prepared for the disbelievers a humiliating punishment.
والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ولم يفرقوا بين أحد منهم أولئك سوف يؤتيهم أجورهم وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
And those who believe in Allah and His messengers and make no distinction between any of them, we shall give them their rewards. And Allah is ever, oft-forgiving, most merciful.
يَسْأَلُكَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ أَن تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ كِتَابًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَقَدْ سَأَلُوا مُوسَىٰ أَكْبَرَ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ فَقَالُوا أَرِنَا اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ بِظُلْمِهِمْ ثُمَّ اتَّخَذُوا الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ فَعَفَوْنَا عَنْ ذَٰلِكَ وَآتَيْنَا مُوسَى سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا.
The people of the scripture ask you to cause a book to descend upon them from heaven. Indeed, they asked Moses for even greater than that when they said, "Show us Allah plainly." But they were struck with thunderclap and lightning for their wickedness. Then they worshipped the calf, even after clear proofs, evidences, and signs had come to them. So we forgave them, and we gave Moses a clear proof of authority.
وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَهُمُ الطُّورَ بِمِيثَاقِهِمْ وَقُلْنَا لَهُمُ ادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ لَا تَعْدُوا فِي السَّبْتِ وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا.
And for their covenant, we raised over them the mount, and we said, "Enter the gate prostrating with humility." And we commanded them, "Do not transgress the Sabbath." And we took from them a firm covenant.
فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَكُفْرِهِمْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ وَقَوْلِهِمْ قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ بَلْ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا.
Because of their breaking the covenant, and of their rejecting the signs of Allah, and of their killing the prophets unjustly, and of their saying, "Our hearts are wrapped." Nay, Allah has set a seal upon their hearts because of their disbelief, so they believe not but a little.
وَبِكُفْرِهِمْ وَقَوْلِهِمْ عَلَى مَرْيَمَ بُهْتَانًا عَظِيمًا.
And because of their disbelief and uttering against Mary a grave false charge.
وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّنْهِ مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا.
And because of their saying, "We killed the Messiah Jesus, son of Mary, the messenger of Allah," but they did not kill him, nor crucify him, but the resemblance of Jesus was put over another man, and they killed that man. And those who differ therein are full of doubts. They have no knowledge, they follow nothing but conjecture, for surely they did not kill Jesus.
بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا.
But Allah raised him up unto himself, and Allah is ever all-powerful, all-wise.
وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا.
And there is none of the people of the scripture but must believe in him as a messenger of Allah and a human being before his death, and on the day of resurrection he will be a witness against them.
فَبِظُلْمٍ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ أُحِلَّتْ لَهُمْ وَبِصَدِّهِمْ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا.
For the wrongdoing of the Jews, we made unlawful to them certain good foods which had been lawful to them, and for their hindering many from Allah's way.
وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَا وَقَدْ نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَأَكْلِهِمْ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ مِنْهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا.
And their taking of interest, though they were forbidden from taking it, and their devouring of people's substance wrongfully, and we have prepared for the disbelievers among them a painful punishment.
لكن الراسخون في العلم منهم والمؤمنون يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك والمقيمين الصلاة والمؤتون الزكاة والمؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أولئك سنؤتيهم أجرا عظيما.
But those among them who are well grounded in knowledge and the believers believe in what has been sent down to you, Muhammad, and what was sent down before you, and those who perform the prescribed prayer and give the prescribed charity and believe in Allah and the Last Day, it is they to whom we shall give a great reward.
Inna awhayna ilayka kama awhayna ila Nuhin wa an-nabiyyin min ba'dih wa awhayna ila إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وعيسى وأيوب ويونس وهارون وسليمان وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا.
Verily we have inspired you, Muhammad, as we inspired Noah and the prophets after him. We inspired Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob and his 12 sons, Jesus, Job, Jonah, Aaron, and Solomon. And to David we gave the Psalms.
وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا.
And messengers we have mentioned to you before, and messengers we have not mentioned to you, and to Moses Allah spoke directly.
رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا.
Messengers as bearers of good news, as well as of warning, in order that mankind should have no plea against Allah after the messengers. And Allah is ever all-powerful, all-wise.
لكن الله يشهد بما أنزل إليك أنزله بعلمه والملائكة يشهدون وكفى بالله شهيدا.
But Allah bears witness to that which He has sent down unto you, Muhammad. He has sent it down with His knowledge, and the angels bear witness. And Allah is all-sufficient as a witness.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ قَدْ ضَلُّوا ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا.
Verily, those who disbelieve and prevent from the path of Allah have certainly strayed far away.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَظَلَمُوا لَمْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ وَلَا لِيَهْدِيَهُمْ طَرِيقًا.
Verily, those who disbelieve and did wrong, Allah will not forgive, nor will He guide them to any way.
إِلَّا طَرِيقَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. وَكَانَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا.
Except the way of hell, to dwell therein forever, and this is ever easy for Allah.
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الرَّسُولُ بِالْحَقِّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَآمِنُوا خَيْرًا لَكُمْ وَإِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا.
O mankind, verily there has come to you the messenger with the truth from your Lord. So believe in him, it is better for you. But if you disbelieve, then certainly to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. And Allah is ever all-knowing, all-wise.
يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقَّ إِنَّمَا الْمَسِيحُ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَكَلِمَتُهُ أَلْقَاهَا إِلَى مَرْيَمَ وَرُوحٌ مِّنْهِ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَلَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثَةٌ انْتَهُوا خَيْرًا لَكُمْ إنما الله إله واحد سبحانه أن يكون له ولد له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا.
O people of the scripture, do not exceed the limits in your religion, nor say of Allah anything but the truth. The Messiah Jesus, son of Mary, was no more than a messenger of Allah and His word which He bestowed upon Mary, and a spirit created by Him. So believe in Allah and His messengers. Do not say three. Cease, it is better for you, for Allah is only one God. Glory be to Him above having a son. To Him belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, and Allah is all-sufficient as a disposer of affairs.
لن يستنكف المسيح أن يكون عبدا لله ولا الملائكة المقربون ومن يستنكف عن عبادته ويستكبر فسيحشرهم إليه جميعا.
The Messiah will never be proud to reject to be a slave to Allah, nor the angels who are near. And whosoever rejects his worship and is proud, then he will gather them all together unto himself.
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْتَنْكَفُوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا.
So as for those who believed and did deeds of righteousness, He will give their rewards and more out of His bounty. But as for those who refuse His worship and were proud, He will punish them with a painful punishment, and they will not find for themselves besides Allah any protector or helper.
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْهَانٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُّبِينًا.
O mankind, verily there has come to you a convincing proof from your Lord, and we sent down to you a manifest light.
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِهِ فَسَيُدْخِلُهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلٍ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَيْهِ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا.
So as for those who believed in Allah and held fast to Him, He will admit them to His mercy and grace and guide them to Himself by a straight path.
يَسْتَفْتُونَكَ قُلِ اللَّهُ يُفْتِيكُمْ فِي الْكَلَالَةِ إِنِ امْرُؤٌ هَلَكَ لَيْسَ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَلَهُ أُخْتٌ فَلَهَا نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكَ وَهُوَ يَرِثُهَا إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهَا وَلَدٌ فَإِنْ كَانَتَ اثْنَتَيْنِ فَلَهُمَا الثُّلُثَانِ مِمَّا تَرَكْ وَإِنْ كَانُوا إِخْوَةً رِجَالًا وَنِسَاءً فَلِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ أَن تَضِلُّوا وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ.
They ask you for a legal verdict. Say, Allah directs you about those who leave neither descendants nor ascendants as heirs. If a man dies leaving a sister but no child, she shall have half the inheritance. If a woman died leaving no child, her brother takes her inheritance. If there are two sisters, they shall have two-thirds. If there are brothers and sisters, the male will have twice the share of the female. Thus does Allah make clear to you His law, lest you go astray. And Allah is the All-Knower of everything.